at CSUN 2011. This is Michael Off. We caught up here with Rudy with CompuSalt Limited here. What are you showing at CSUN this year?
Well, we do a variety of workplace adaptation products and other assistive technology. Probably our flagship product is the Joust 2. The Joust 2 is basically a mouse replacement for people with certain disabilities like quadriplegia and so on. Basically, you can do all the functionality of a mouse with your mouth. It's a joystick-based system, and you deflect the joystick with your chin, your tongue, your lips, whatever, to move the cursor around the screen. If you want to click or right-click, you simply sip and puff. Very easy to use. It's all USB-based, so it's plug-and-play. There's no software required. The computer just thinks it's a standard Windows mouse. And it's USB-based, so it also means it works with Mac, Linux, Windows, obviously, and so on.
The communication commands are inside the device itself.
Yes.
Sip and puff
and
everything. Okay.
It just enumerates as a standard Windows mouse.
How much is that unit?
It's $1,495.
And then what else are you showing here today?
We also make a line of wheelchair trays called the Scotty Lap Trays. Basically, they're an inexpensive line of trays that are center pedestal based that mount under a wheelchair's seat cushion. And it comes with a variety of different lengths of arms and types of arms and trays and so on. And they start at $289, so very inexpensive. We also do a line of switch controllers. Basically, these are USB devices again that take in different types of switch inputs, any type of standard switch, and these inputs can be programmed to be any type of keyboard or mouse function that you wish. Typically is used with like scanning software where you might only need two keystrokes. We have a client in Japan, for instance, that uses it with their scanning software and all they want is up and down arrows. For them, we also did an extended version that's called a Neon, which is basically those two inputs, but it also controls up to four outputs. The four outputs can be control any type of switch-enabled device, like a switch-enabled lamp, a phone, and so on. So duals as an input device for your scanning software and an output device for your environmental control.
Most companies are doing things for in-home, and I guess you could do that as well, but your primary focus is workplace adaptation, is that correct?
Not necessarily.
Okay.
Most, like the Joust and the Scotty, for instance, these are typically home users that use them. You also have them at work and school and so on, but they're individual-based systems that can be used for day-to-day life. We actually have a video on our website of one of our users that was showing us how he uses his day-to-day life. He does everything from going on his computer using Skype to Facebook to anything using his computer, and it's his access to the internet, to the computer itself, so it kind of is, you know, it's a lifeline to certain people to get on the internet, and once you're on the internet, of course, you can do so many things.
What is your website so folks can get more information?
It's www.compusalt.net, and CompuSalt is spelled CompuSalt, and it's .net.
Broadcasting from CSUN 2011, for Serotalk, this is Michael Off.